We sometimes are exasperated that employees and kids and friends take criticism all the wrong way. Today I suggest a way to create a better atmosphere for facing mistakes and problems. Here's a quick recap of the past 3 weeks on being able to correct without being corrosive. Week 1. I want to build my people, but face it, it's the job of a boss to correct for quality, alignment, budget, strategy, etc. True, yet Week 2, human nature makes us all highly sensitive to criticism, and it's terribly easy to destroy confidence, initiative, and reasonable risk-taking with criticism that feels, even if it's not intended to, as sharply critical. Therefore, Week 3, create a context in which people feel greatly supported so that criticism isn't the only or even the major story. Shoot for a ratio, I argued, of 5-to-1 praise to criticism. Every manager or parent should clarify for themselves and repeatedly tell their teams or their families their philosophy of mistakes. I'll propose such a philosophy. I encourage you to use it, change it, even reject it, but come up with something so people can understand why you're correcting them and what it means. I propose this philosophy and I'm very open, as always, to your pushback, modifications, etc. 1. Nobody knows everything. Nobody is perfect, so mistakes happen. I make them, you do too. I'm not going to kick myself or you. That's a waste of energy. Let's all get over thinking we can be perfect. 2. The most important thing about mistakes is to learn from them. So we are always getting better. It's not just that we don't want to repeat mistakes. It's that mistakes teach us things we could never know if we hadn't tried and messed up. Some of my biggest breakthroughs toward success in life could only have come out of the lessons of my failures and mistakes. So a student's messed up quiz is full of information about how to learn and test better. A bungled sales call is full of clues about assumptions we had about the product, the client, the sales call itself. Understanding what went wrong reduces the risk of repeating it, but it can also create whole new and better approaches and opportunities. And the reverse is certainly true. Point 3, mistakes that are buried, denied, explained away, teach nothing. What a huge waste that is. I and we cannot learn when we don't tell the truth about reality. So I'm going to share my mess-ups. As Kouzes and Posner say, leaders go first, and I expect you to be open about yours. So what do you think? Would this philosophy help create a more open and learning culture in your places, or would it create foolish mistake tolerance or sloppiness? Anyone tried it at their own organizations? I'd love to hear your thoughts as we both work to lead with our best.